This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine's president is vowing to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach on the devastated eastern city. The Kremlin has sought to capture it for 6 months at the cost of thousands of lives. Less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut and fall back to nearby positions, but Zelensky chaired a meeting in which the country's top military brass spoke in favor of continuing the defense and strengthening the Ukrainian positions. Elsewhere, during a news conference, U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. has reassured Middle East allies that American military is going to be there for the long haul despite everything happening in Ukraine.
We will continue to work with our allies and partners to ensure that as we move forward, we're better integrating their capabilities so that we can have better domain awareness in the air domain and the maritime domain.
And meanwhile, also at a news conference, the Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has now said that he will appoint a special investigator to decide whether there should be a public inquiry into reports of Chinese interference in Canada's elections.
We have long known, and an independent report confirmed it again last week, that the Chinese government and other regimes like Iran and Russia have attempted to interfere not just in our democracy, but in our country in general.
The Globe and Mail reported last month that China worked to defeat conservative politicians considered unfriendly to Beijing in the 2021 election. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to unveil his budget. And at a news conference, the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there's a reason President Biden will make his budget speech away from Washington.
He thinks it's important to do that and make sure that that he does it, talks directly to the people, to American people out there. And that's what you're going to see him do. And so he'll just happen to be doing it in Pennsylvania.
President Biden has decided to set aside the usual big White House correspondence
and report confirmed it again,
holding the showcase fiscal year plans this week in Pennsylvania. Not coincidentally, that it's a must-win state in the 2024 election. His trip to Philadelphia on Thursday is a sign that the president's budget proposal will be a form of political messaging, not just an outline of the government's finances. Federal prosecutors say two men have been convicted of helping Somali pirates who kidnapped a U.S. journalist. And the U.S. Attorney's Office says that Muhammad Talil Muhammad and Abdi Yusuf Hassan were convicted by a federal court jury in New York February 24th. They could face life sentences for hostage-taking, conspiracy, providing material support for acts of terrorism, and other crimes. Prosecutors say the men helped pirates who kidnapped German-American journalist Michael Scott Moore in 2012 in Somalia and held him for 977 days before he was released after his family paid a $1.6 million ransom. House Republicans in the U.S. have issued subpoenas to some former school board officials. AP correspondent Norman Hall explains why.
House Republicans have issued another series of subpoenas as part of an ongoing investigation into what they contend is the mistreatment of parents who protest what GOP leaders refer to as woke school board policies. Representative Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, demanded documents and testimony from three individuals, including the former heads of the National School Boards Association, for what he says was requesting federal law enforcement assistance to target parents voicing concerns at local school board meetings. The NSBA has repeatedly stated that requests for security were due to violence and threats, not protests from parents. The Justice Department has also denied targeting parents. Norman Hall, Washington.
The sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is warning that her country is ready to take quick, overwhelming action against the United States and South Korea. Kim Il-sung made the warning Tuesday.